RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
You've probably noticed tons of celebrities drinking these tea detoxes and claiming how much weight they've lost from them. But do you really even know what's in them? How much of them are you supposed to be drinking? Do they give you the jitters? Do they have a lot of caffeine? Can they affect your sleep? There's a whole bunch of things you want to know before you start drinking these detox teas. My guest today is Cynthia Sass. She's a three-time New York Times bestselling author with a master's degree in nutrition science and public health. Welcome to the show, Cynthia. So these detox teas, boy, say that 10 times real fast.
I mean, that is just,
it certainly is. And so tell us, what are some of the ones on the market and what's in them that makes them so cleansing, as it were?
Well, there is no one definition of a detox tea. There are many brands out there. And as you noted, they've become kind of popular because celebrities are getting on board, and some have Instagrammed themselves with, you know, the brand holding the tea. And there have been a lot of before and after photos that look pretty dramatic that have made people interested in, wow, this tea might be something I want to look into. But the ingredients may vary. It may be tea blended with some other herbs. It may have herbs that have laxative effects. It may have herbs that have diuretic effects, or it may be caffeine and other stimulants all combined together. So one of the most important things that you need to do is really do your homework and look at the ingredients and, you know, check out the product before you put anything like that into your body.
Well, I think that that's one of the most important things. So, you know, side effects notwithstanding, do you think that these really work? Is it something that you could stay on for the long term to help kind of cleanse and detox? Or is this something that if you're going to try it, you try it once and then you don't try it again for like 6 months?
I think it really depends, on the tea itself. But I think that it's important to note that when you do use something like this, you may lose water weight and not actual fat weight. Now, one of the things that I noticed when I started looking into these teas is that many of them, when you go on the website, they say that they have to be combined with diet and exercise. So it's not that you just drink the tea itself and all of a sudden, boom, you have thinner thighs or you have a flatter stomach. You know, some of them actually even sell workout programs or meal plans to you. Others just recommend eating a certain way or working out a certain amount of times per week or doing certain types of workouts. So essentially, it's more of an overall kind of lifestyle change that may incorporate something like the tea. However, as I noted, if you're just using the tea itself, you may lose more water weight rather than fat weight. And that's because a lot of the teas do combine caffeine with diuretics, which trigger the loss of water weight. Now, 2 cups of water weighs 1 pound. So if you're losing water weight, you are going to see a decrease on the scale in terms of your weight as a number itself, but that doesn't mean you're losing body fat, right? And some of the teas also can have a laxative effect, which can trigger your body to eliminate waste from your digestive system, and that can make your stomach look flatter. It can even allow your clothes to be a little bit looser, especially if you have been constipated or you have kind of irregularity when it comes to your digestive health. So they can be kind of a quick fix. And now for some people, those quick fix results may give them, the confidence boost and motivation to kind of start eating healthier and working out, which are the real keys to getting lean and being healthy, as we know. But again, you really do want to make sure that before you use any kind of tea at all, that you know exactly what you're putting into your body and the potential side effects. Because some of the herbs, and, you know, again, there's not one size fits all in terms of the formulas out there, so they may contain different things. But you really need to know that just because something is natural doesn't necessarily mean it's not potentially risky. So, for example, some teas may contain something called senna, which is a plant that has a natural laxative effect. And if you look this up on something like the Natural Medicine's Comprehensive Database, you'll find that the potential side effects of senna can include abdominal pain and cramps, bloating, gas, nausea, diarrhea, and if you use it excessively, it can lead to a potassium depletion or other electrolyte imbalances, and that can trigger things like muscle spasms and even an abnormal heart rhythm. So you really just want to be careful and really know that just because something is, you know, quote-unquote all natural or it's a tea, or even if it's sold in a health food store necessarily, doesn't mean that you don't have to do your homework about the ingredients. And know that if you have a pre-existing condition or you're taking certain medications or you're combining this with something else that also has a stimulation effect, or something else that also has a laxative or diuretic effect, you can have a synergistic response, meaning, you know, 2 + 2 = 5 instead of 4. So, you know, you can actually enhance things when you take them together in a way that would be more than taking them separately. So it's really important, I think, now that these are becoming more popular, that you really look into them before you decide to spend your money on them and take your first sip.
Well, and what's interesting to me is that you listed, you know, if you have those side effects that on medications now, Cynthia, side effects may include, you know, feelings of dizziness and nausea, anxiety and sleeplessness. As you say that for an anxiety medication, you said that some of the side effects of a detox tea, which is meant to help reduce bloating and, you know, regularity, help to do all that, may cause bloating and gas and diarrhea and nausea.
Yeah, it depends on the ingredients. Yeah. So, you know, the ingredients are really the key. And I think the other thing that's important to note is that they may interfere with sleep, and we know just how important sleep is for weight loss and for overall health. So if you have a tea that contains caffeine, maybe it contains other stimulants as well, and that is often used in teas like this because that may suppress appetite. It can also trigger your digestive system to let go of waste and help you shed some water weight. But having a caffeine-induced energy boost can also, you know, cause you to feel a little jittery, a little anxious, and it can interfere with sleep later in the day. So generally, it's a good idea to cut off caffeine or stimulants at least 6 hours before you go to bed. And if you don't get enough sleep, we know that that can trigger the desire to eat more. You can actually be slowing down your metabolic rate by losing sleep, which is what some of the newer research is showing. And it can actually really throw off your metabolism to the point where it could be harder to lose body fat. So that's an important consideration.
Well, I think that it is. Now, what do you want to tell people in just the last few minutes that we have about, you said, you know, read the ingredients, but most people don't know what some of these ingredients that you're talking about are. They don't know what the side effects, and certainly these teas are not very forthcoming, like some of the people in the supplement industry, about what the side effects may do. So what do you want them to know about reading the labels and seeing what's in these things before they try them?
Well, what I found was that when I researched this and went onto the websites of the tea brands that were becoming popular, I did find that the ingredients were listed. So that's a very good thing. And you can always go to, you know, you can Google things, of course, and then you can go to sites like WebMD and other places where you can find information about side effects of dietary supplements or herbs or medicinal things that are not necessarily prescription or over-the-counter drugs. So take that time to do your homework. Also know that, again, you really have to combine this with diet and exercise. The tea itself is not going to be a magic bullet necessarily. And so they're marketed in that way to tell you that, hey, you know, this is not alone going to dramatically change your body. So you might want to just even skip the tea, do the diet and exercise, and see what kind of results you get from that first.
I think that's great advice, to skip the tea and see what kind of results you get from eating good, natural, real foods, skipping the processed foods, you know, getting some good exercise, some good activity in, doing it with the whole family, you know, make it a competition, see who gets more steps in a week. You know, there's lots of ways to get active as a family or an individual, and you don't need to necessarily look to some of these detox teas or, you know, some of the things that make claims that you just know are going to be too good to be true. So it's great advice, but if you are going to try one of these detox teas, be sure you read the labels, look up the ingredients. If you don't know what they are, don't just drink them down, because you could regret it for the next couple of days. So, you know, be sure and be a good label reader. You're listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Scroll around and learn something with us. That's how we share these shows. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.